Today's reading begins in Matthew chapter 2, beginning in verse 13. Matthew 2, verse 13. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, Out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and loud lamentation. Rachel weeping for her children, she refused to be comforted because they are no more. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. And he arose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there, and being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, so that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled, that he would be called a Nazarene. In those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, We have Abraham as our father, for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. But he answered, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, Again it is written, You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, All these I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, Begone, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. So yesterday we had read about the birth of Jesus, and Herod's duplicitous interest in the birth of Jesus. The wise men went a different way going back, and when Herod realizes what's going on, he's quite upset. That's to put it lightly. And so Joseph is warned, and he takes his family down to Egypt. And Herod, being an evil man, decides that his answer to all of this is to slaughter all the children that are of 2 years of age and under, all the male children. And so, just as it was in the time of Egypt, when they were in captivity and the birth of Moses came, I can imagine that the Israelites would have reacted with much mourning. Imagine losing your child to such a terrible thing. After Herod dies, Joseph is told about it, and they return and end up settling in Nazareth. Then we begin reading in chapter 3 about John the Baptist. John the Baptist is the one that is preparing the way, that is preaching this message of repentance to God's people. And his message is gaining some traction. People are listening. They're coming out to hear it. So much so that even the Pharisees and the Sadducees come out, and he recognizes them and says, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" This was not an indication that they were incapable of being forgiven, but a matter of their chosen nature to serve self rather than God, and so they had done much evil, and John knew about this. And of course, John is also inspired. But he tells them, if you're actually coming for repentance, that's the implication of his message, then you need to show works that match repentance. Well, Jesus ends up coming, and John, rightly so, feels a little overwhelmed at the idea of baptizing Jesus. He says, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" He knows who he is, and of course, Jesus tells him to let this be done so that it could fulfill the righteousness. And the silence of heaven is broken when God says, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." One of only three times in the gospel accounts where we find the silence of heaven broken. In chapter 4, we begin to read about the temptation of Jesus, where he has been fasting for 40 days, 40 nights, and Satan comes to tempt him. We are told that Jesus was tempted in like manner as we are, yet without sin. That doesn't mean he's tempted by every single thing we would be faced with, but he's tempted by the three categories of sin: the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And that's what we see here, these three temptations of Jesus. And I want us to note two things. One is that Jesus defends himself with the Word of God, but the second is that Satan tries to use the Word against him as well. We have to know how to properly interpret the Word and use the Word in order for it to be our defense. And after he resists him these three times, Satan leaves, and angels came and were ministering to him. That completes our reading today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.